If you like John Carlson, you'll love Glenn Beck this morning at 9 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Okay, we have a lot of men and women in our listening audience who are serving in uniform or who have served in uniform. And boy, do I want to get your take on what should be done with Private Tarika Sheffy. Private Sheffy took a picture of herself in a car hiding. Why was she hiding? Because she didn't want to salute the flag as a member of the 59th Quartermaster Company in Fort Carson, Colorado. She's in the 43rd Sustainment Brigade there. She actually took a picture, a selfie, as they call it, of herself in a car wearing her uniform. And this is what she sent out. She said, "This is me laying back in my car hiding so I don't have to salute the 1700 flag." I guess that would be the 5 o'clock flag service. Then in all caps, she writes, "Keep all your that's so disrespectful, how rude, etc. comments to yourself. 'Cause right now, IDGAFFFFF, which I think means I don't give a flying blank, blank, blank. Do I have that about right, Brittany?
That's what I was guessing. I was trying to figure it out. That's my guess, too.
Okay. So she, first of all, never mind her patriotism. I mean, this woman is dumb. I mean, she actually takes a picture of herself and sends it out saying what that she's avoiding the flag salute, so she doesn't have to salute the flag. Anyway, she's in a little bit of hot water. Again, her name is Tarika Sheffy. She did all this to herself. The picture and the caption has now gone viral. The question is, what should happen to her? One Facebook user says, "Any soldier who refuses to salute the flag in the military is in the military for the wrong reason and should be removed by dishonorable discharge with loss of all benefits." A spokesman for Fort Carson revealed that an investigation into the posting of the image is underway. Private Sheffy has posted the following to, I think, her Facebook account. Or was it Instagram? I think it was Instagram. She said, "I seriously just want to say thank you to everybody who stood up to me today. Like, seriously, that SH blank to me was not serious. I am not a disrespectful soldier, and I really appreciate you all." Close quote. The incident comes just a week after several Wisconsin National Guardsmen were suspended for uploading photos of themselves posing behind a flag-draped coffin. Not a good move on their part. So what I'm wondering is what you think ought to be done, especially if you're serving in uniform, what you think the appropriate response is for something like this. Here's a little more from Denver TV station about this controversy at Fort Carson and Private Sheffy.
Retreat is an evening ceremony where we honor the soldiers and the flag.
Fort Carson quickly became aware of the post and says it's required of soldiers to salute the flag during this time.
Customs and courtesies are a part of the soldier's everyday life.
The post pulled thousands of views and thousands of comments from citizens and fellow soldiers.
I understand that it's kind of a thing to not want to have to do the 1700 salute or whatever, but that's no excuse for not doing the right thing. And
Fort Carson has yet to announce a punishment, which, if happens, could range from a court-martial for insubordination to administrative punishment, resulting in lower pay or rank.
One, they must maintain the moral character that we expect of a soldier on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, so again, here are the numbers, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County got 1-888-312-5757. That is 1-888-312-5757. What do you think, especially if you are wearing or have worn the uniform, what do you think is the appropriate punishment for somebody who takes a picture of themselves, a private in uniform, taking a picture of herself, posting it with the following words? This is me laying back in my car so I don't have to salute the flag. Keep all your "that's so disrespectful, how rude, etc." comments to yourself, because right now I don't give a blank, 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 blank. Then, when this all went viral, gee, what a surprise, she posted the following statement, I think, to Instagram. "I just seriously want to say thank you to everybody who stood up to me today. Like, seriously, that SH blank to me was not serious. I'm not a disrespectful soldier, and I really appreciate you all," close quote. What should the response from the military be to something like that? Let's go to, we'll start out with Johnny from Carbonado. Johnny, nice to have you here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Go for it. I thought we had Johnny ready to go. Johnny is almost ready for us to talk. Do we got all these phones ringing in? Producer Phil is juggling as many lines at one time as possible. We have, by the way, a brand new phone system. All right, Johnny. Good to have you here.
Hey, thank you. I'm a Washington Guardsman, and the act itself, I see it happen a lot, especially when I'm on JBLM, and, it's right about that time, and people are about to walk outside the building. They kind of check their watch. Well, maybe I'll hang out here for another few minutes just so I'm not inconvenienced, which, in my mind, it's an honor, to be able to salute the flag at any time. But I think there's like a deeper drive to it, in that, yeah, maybe she's not wanting to be inconvenienced by this, and not choosing to do the right thing, when potentially no one's looking. Well, then she's dumb enough to take a picture of herself and put it on the web. But the bigger issue.
So what's
like
the proper response?
Well, she doesn't really have any rank to lose.
She's
as a private.
Mm-hmm. PFC.
There are other more appropriate disciplines for her. But I think the underlying issue is, like, if she's not going to choose to do the right thing when it's easy, when it's really easy, how good of a buddy is that in combat? If they can't choose to do the right thing when it's easy, are they going to choose to do the right thing when it's not easy? When let's fly in. So,
all right, thanks very much. Let's go. No, I appreciate you, taking the time to be with me. Now let's run out here to Brian in Maltby. Brian, go for it.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air with John Carlson this morning. Oh. Hi.
Hi, John. I think what ought to happen with this young lady is, I believe in second chances for everyone. I spent 6.5 years as a tank crewman, active duty, and National Guard. And I think that the correct course of action would be a field grade Article 15, so she forfeits 50% of her pay for 45 days. She's reduced 2 pay grades. And from there, she also works from extra duty from about 5 in the morning to midnight every day, 7 days a week. And the corrective action ought to be she is on the flag raising and flag lowering detail for those 45 days.
Ah. Now that seems like a pretty thoughtful. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty thoughtful punishment. There's a little bit of pinch when it comes to the money, a little big pinch.
Yep.
And then there's also the extra work, and then the focus on the flag detail.
Yep. Oh. But I've learned that if you really want to get to a soldier, physically punishing them is not the way. Take their time and their money, and they will learn very, very quickly.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll take one or two more calls on this. Thank you. I want to go out here to Jeff in Kirkland. Jeff, nice to have you on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was in the Navy, rescue diver, and I've done that a couple of times. I just didn't want to walk into it. My back was sore. It's like, you know, I'll just sit here in operations until it's over, then I'll leave. But if I was walking around, of course you stand and salute. But I have just I've purposely not walked into it. And stayed sitting in my space, just because I was sore or something. But for her to be so disrespectful about it, the previous caller is right. She should have her division officer or whoever should give her some bad marks, not promote her, etc.
But I think you're raising, and a couple of the other callers have raised the same interesting point. It's not necessarily that she disrespects the country or disrespects the flag. She's just lazy.
Yeah, indeed. But like I say, I was, you know, I've been sore and tired at the end of the day. It's like, you know, I'm gonna just sit here until it's over, and then leave. Because, you know, it's at the end of the day, you do have to stand there, and it's just sore, and it's just something I just didn't want to walk into. If you know,
because again, this is the caption. She takes the picture of herself. With makeup on and everything, so you wonder what she
yeah,
was
I would,
thinking.
Yeah, that's something I definitely would not be okay. proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, hey, thanks for taking my call.
She's got she's got the hand behind her head. She's wearing her military fatigues, and she says, "This is me laying back in my car, hiding, so I don't have to salute the flag. Keep all your that's so disrespectful, how rude, etc. comments to yourself, because right now I don't give a blankety blank." And there's four or five Fs following. Following that. I like the suggestion made by one of our callers that just bust her pay down for 45 days, have her do flag detail. A little extra work, a little less money, and focus on the flag. And, you know, it's not physical punishment that leaves a mark. It's when you take someone's time, take someone's money, and you focus their attention in a different direction. You got 14 minutes to 5 o'clock. Or what did I just say? 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
What?
14 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning. I was on Hawaii time there for a minute. On Talk Radio 570 KVI, The Commute with Carlson. Thanks very much for being with us. Now, you're going to want to be here at 8:04. Because we're going to be talking with some critics of Governor Jay Inslee's death penalty moratorium. These are very special critics. These are family members of people who were murdered by the convicts who are getting the reprieve from Governor Inslee. You're not going to want to miss that. Again, if you want to check my that picture of the soldier taking the picture of herself with that caption, just go to the 570 KVI Facebook page. Again, that's the 570 KVI Facebook page. And we'll also have it on our website after the show as well. That's KVI.com. Again, KVI.com.